Hello everybody, it's me, MrTall23, back with another video. In this video, I want to discuss the topic of why I am an independent fundamental Baptist, and why I believe that you also should be an independent fundamental Baptist, and forsake other false types of churches, etc., and go to an independent fundamental Baptist church, why I believe that is the right way to go. Some people might look at all the different churches these days, and how there's many different denominations and groups and types of churches out there, and be confused and think, well, which one is the right religion? How do I know which one is right and which one is actually following Christ and which one is actually following Jesus and which one is actually the truth? You know, if there's all these different churches, then why do you say that you're the right one and that your beliefs are right? How do you know that these other guys aren't right? You know, how do you know that there's not truth in these other religions or these other groups? And then there's also all these ecumenical people out there who also want all the different denominations and churches to all unify and come together and put aside their differences, etc. So I want to explain in this video why it's right to be an independent fundamental Baptist over other churches and denominations, and why I don't go to a Methodist church, why I don't go to a Catholic church, why I don't go to a Lutheran church or a Mormon church or you name it, why I go to a Baptist church, why I attend Faithful Word Baptist Church, for example. That's the name of my church. And why I hold to beliefs which would be considered as Baptist and more particularly independent fundamental Baptists. So I want to present a logical and very clear answer to the question of why there's all these different groups out there and why it's right to be a Baptist and to not go to a Methodist church or a Catholic church or all these other different groups and denominations, etc. So first, we want to just establish that. To establish what all these groups have in common, what all denominations and churches and groups and sects and cults or whatever you want to call them all have in common, and that's that every single group that claims to be Christian or would fall under the category of Christianity or Christendom, they all, of course, claim to believe in Jesus Christ, okay, hence the name Christian. Okay, so whether it's Catholic or Eastern Orthodox or Oriental Orthodox or Lutheran or Church of England or Episcopalian or Reformed or Methodist or Presbyterian or Pentecostal or Church of Christ or Church of the Nazarene or Mormons or Seventh-day Adventists or Jehovah's Witnesses or Christadelphians or this or that. All of these groups that I just named and many others, there's many denominations out there, all of them claim to believe in Jesus Christ. And they claim to believe in the God of the Bible, and they also claim to believe the Bible, that they believe that the Bible is the Word of God. Okay? With the exception of maybe a very, very few amount of people out there who might not believe the Bible or who might question the Bible but still claim to be Christian for whatever reason, 99.9% of people in this world who claim to be Christian, and every church and denomination that will fall under the category of Christianity or Christendom will claim that the Bible is the Word of God, is inspired by God, and is true, okay? Because, of course, this is where we learn about Jesus, okay? We would not know about who Jesus is and what Jesus did when he was on this earth if it wasn't for the Gospels and if it wasn't for the New Testament, which is part of the Bible, okay? The Bible is the foundation for Christianity and for Christian beliefs and practices, okay? So all of these different groups that exist all claim to believe the Bible. And I will, you know, also make that claim. I believe that the Bible is the Word of God. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in the God of the Bible. And if you ask a Roman Catholic or an Orthodox Christian or a Lutheran or a Methodist or a Pentecostal or whoever, they will say the same thing. They will claim to believe the Bible. They will claim to believe in Jesus and claim to follow Jesus. Okay? So all these different groups all claim the same thing about the Bible and about Jesus, right? So how do we know, again, which one is right and which one is telling the truth? If we all are believing in Jesus and believing in the Bible, why are there so many differences? Okay? Because the fact of the matter is that all of these groups that I named, you know, Congregationalists, Presbyterians, Catholics, Methodists, Pentecostals, Mormons, Baptists, whatever, all have different beliefs and practices, and many of these beliefs and practices even contradict the ones in the other churches or other denominations, so that their beliefs and practices are very different from one another. So you can't say that they're all believing the Bible or all following the Bible because they all believe radically different things. For example, There are some groups out there who deny the Trinity, like Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons and some other groups out there. They don't believe in the Trinity. They don't believe that Jesus is God, versus most Christians do believe that, okay? Now, Jesus can't be both God and not God at the same time, okay? One of them is right and one of them is wrong. There are people who believe that you have to work your way to heaven, that you have to be a good person, keep God's commandments to get to heaven. And there are others, such as myself, who believe that it's just by faith, that all you have to do is just believe in Jesus and you cannot trust in your works to get you to heaven. Those are, again, two entirely different things. They are opposites of one another. I believe that if you trust in your works, you will go to hell, okay? While these other churches believe that you have to do good works to go to heaven, okay? So those are two radically different things, okay? So the question is, well, which one is right? How do I know which is the right religion? What's the right church to go to, or what denomination to belong to, or whatever? The answer is, well, who is following what the Bible says? Who believes what the Bible says? Who practices what the Bible says? Who preaches what the Bible says? And the answer to that, the very simple answer to that, is that in general, what would be considered the independent fundamental Baptist movement are those who are believing, practicing, and preaching what the Bible says in this day and age. Now, I'm not saying I endorse every independent fundamental Baptist church, because all these churches are independent, meaning they're different from one another. They're not part of a denomination or group, but they are independent from one another. So there are some that are good and some that are bad. Most are good, but there have been false prophets that have crept in, and there are some bad independent fundamental Baptist churches out there who would give themselves that name, but should not really have that name. But basically, all of these different denominations and groups that I listed, you know, the Roman Catholic Church, the Methodists, the Presbyterians, Anglicans, Lutherans, Churches of Christ, etc., although all claiming to believe the Bible as their authority, when you look at their beliefs and their practices, they do not line up with the Bible. They do not line up with the teachings of Scripture, okay? So every single Christian in the world will start with the foundation of claiming to believe that the Bible is the Word of God and believing in Jesus. But the problem is that most so-called Christians out there do not actually believe the words of Jesus, or maybe don't even know the words of Jesus, and they're just following their man-made religion, which is not based on what the Bible says. Let me give you a few examples. And of course, I can't go through every single different group in this video for sake of time, but just as a quick example, you know, like the Roman Catholic Church, for example, they call every single one of their priests father, and then their head of their church, the Pope, that word also means father, whereas Jesus said to call no man father upon your earth. So they claim to be following Jesus, yet Jesus said to not call any man father upon the earth, yet they call every single one of their priests father. Okay, Jesus taught that salvation was just by believing in him. Okay, he said that many times in the book of John. I have many videos on that, so again, I'm not going to go in depth into that doctrine in this video. Watch my other videos for proof of that from the Bible. But the Roman Catholic Church teaches that you have to be baptized and confess your sins to the priest and keep God's commandments and take the Eucharist and do all the sacraments in order to be saved and to go to heaven. Okay, so they are not teaching what Jesus taught. The Roman Catholic Church, they claim that the Pope is the head of the church, while the Bible says that Christ is the head of the church in Ephesians chapter 1. The Roman Catholic Church baptizes babies. In the Bible, it says that if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest, referring to baptism, Acts chapter 8, verse 37. Okay, so somebody needs to believe with all their heart before they can get baptized. That's what the Bible says, Acts 8, 37. So any church that practices infants' baptism is not following what the Word of God says. So that includes the Roman Catholic Church, that includes the Church of England, that includes the Orthodox churches, that includes Presbyterians, that includes Methodists, and that includes many other churches as well that baptize babies, okay? And then also any church that teaches you have to work your way to heaven, again, is not following what the Bible says, because it says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. Okay, it says, to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Any church that is not going out and preaching the gospel is also not following the teachings of Jesus, because Jesus commanded his disciples, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So even if there are other churches and groups out there which might not fall into this independent fundamental Baptist movement, which might believe the right gospel, and maybe the congregants there are saved and the leadership in that church is saved, but any church that is not going out and preaching the gospel is, again, not following the teachings of Jesus. They're not obeying Jesus. And again, I could go on, but there's many examples, and I make videos about different groups and sects and cults all the time in this on this channel, basically showing that these groups which teach false doctrines on hell or false doctrines on salvation or baptism or on the way that we should live, on different commandments, things like that. There's all kinds of different groups out there which simply do not follow and believe what the Bible says. So the reason why I'm a Baptist is simply because Baptist churches believe, teach, and practice what the Bible says. Okay, I've heard a term or a phrase before, which I completely agree with. When the Bible is your boss, you're a Baptist. Okay, now every single one of these groups will claim that the Bible is their boss, but when you look at their beliefs and you line it up with Scripture, they don't match. Okay, when you look at what Jesus said and then what these churches teach, they do not match. So how can they claim to be following Jesus when they're teaching things which are opposite of what Jesus said? Okay, because the Bible teaches very plainly that salvation is just by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and once you believe, you have eternal life. So any church which teaches that you can lose your salvation, or that you have to repent of your sins, or live a certain way, or get baptized, or go to church to be saved from hell and to go to heaven, which includes the Roman Catholic Church, the Orthodox Church, many Lutherans, many Presbyterians, the Methodist Church, the Pentecostals, the Church of Christ, the Mormons, the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Seventh-day Adventists, all these groups teach that you have to do more than just believe on Jesus, and you have to endure to the end to be saved. Because they're not teaching what the Bible clearly says, that means they're not following the teachings of Jesus. They don't believe what Jesus clearly said on those things, so they're not of Jesus. They're not of God, okay? The Bible teaches that baptism is by immersion in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and it's only for those that believe. So again, as I mentioned before, anybody that practices infant baptism is not following Jesus. Anybody that practices sprinkling baptism, like the Roman Catholic Church, they don't dunk people, they sprinkle on their head, is not following Jesus. Anybody who baptizes in any other name than the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost is not following Jesus. So like the oneness Pentecostals and the apostolics who baptize only in Jesus' name because they deny the Trinity. And again, anybody who denies the Trinity is not believing the teachings of the Bible, because the Bible teaches the Trinity. So that includes the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormons and the Christadelphians and some other cults and small groups out there. Any group that does not believe in an eternal hell is not following and believing what the Bible says. Any group that believes that, that the church is universal, which is many churches nowadays, okay, they believe in this universal church that every Christian is just part of this invisible body, and that the church is just every Christian. Again, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible teaches that a church is a local assembly, is a group, and it should be independent. And that kind of leads me to my next point of why you should be an independent fundamental Baptist, is that all these different churches, they have a man as their head, or they have a man as their founder, versus independent fundamental Baptist churches, the final authority is Jesus Christ, which we know what Jesus Christ wants for us, again, based on the Word of God, the Holy Bible, because the Bible says that Jesus is the Word made flesh. And as I mentioned before, the Bible says that Jesus is the head of the church. So the Roman Catholic Church has the Pope as their head. So Jesus Christ is not the head of their church. The Pope is, okay? The Seventh-day Adventist Church, their leader, their founder is Ellen G. White, and they, you know, use her teachings and her writings as a replacement for Scripture. Now, they might claim that they believe the Bible and they believe Scripture is their final authority, but they will change Scripture to match with the teachings of Ellen G. White. Same thing with the Watchtower Society, which is the leader of the Jehovah's Witnesses. Okay, they're not submitting to Jehovah they're submitting to the Watchtower Society, and they get all their beliefs from the Watchtower Society and not only from the Bible. Okay. The Southern Baptists, even, you know, they have their head, they have their organization, they have a president of their convention. Any other church that has presidents or that has leaders or that have people in authority, where each of the churches are not independent, but rather they have some kind of board or some kind of leader that oversees what they preach and teach and what they believe, that church is not of God, because the Bible says that the church should be run by Jesus Christ. Okay, that means that the pastor, although he is does have authority, he is not the final authority. The final authority is the Bible, and everything done within the church should be based on the Word of God. But many of these churches, as I just mentioned, do not follow the Word of God. They follow either, you know, a man teaching like the Pope, or some false preacher or false prophet of the past, or they follow their feelings. Like a lot of these Pentecostal churches, you know, they just, it's all emotional. It's all just based on, you know, what they feel and all their experiences. And again, anything that's not based on the Bible is not based on the rock, because the Bible is the rock. You know, they're based on shifting sands. They're not, Jesus Christ is not their rock. So another thing of why you should be a Baptist, and why I believe that Independent Fundamental Baptists are the movement that exists today, which is of God, is because it's really the only group that's actually persecuted and hated by the world. Okay. This is something that's so clear in the Bible that it's kind of mind-boggling that people don't see this. You know, all these people are like, oh, which one's the right religion? Why are there so many different sects of Christianity? Why are there so many different denominations and groups? How do I know which is the right one? Well, first of all, again, point number one is that despite every single church and denomination and group claiming to believe the Bible, when you compare what the Bible teaches to the beliefs of all these other churches, they don't line up, okay? Rather, we should go back to the Word of God and base our beliefs on the Word of God instead of the other way around, instead of forming a religion where this is what we believe and just, like, you know, saying, well, we believe this and this and this, and then trying to fit the Bible to our beliefs. Rather, we should change our beliefs to fit the Bible. And that's basically the difference between a Baptist and all these other groups, that they try to either ignore or twist the Bible to fit their false beliefs instead of changing their false beliefs to fit what God said. Okay. Now, point number two, as I mentioned, is that all these churches were either founded by a man. You know, John Wesley was the founder of Methodism, John Knox of the Presbyterians, you know, what's his name, Alexander Campbell for the Church of Christ, Joseph Smith for the Mormons, you name it. They all have a founder of the religion, or in the modern day, they have some kind of leader that is not the Bible. They're not an independent church. They're part of an organization or denomination. They have some kind of president or some kind of board of directors or convention or something that they answer to instead of only answering to God. And point number three is that none of these churches are hated by the world, but rather many of them are actually loved by the world. Now, Jesus said in John chapter 15, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. They have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. And there's several other verses about this, like 1 John 3:13, where it says, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. 2 Timothy 3:12, where the Bible says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So who is living godly in Christ Jesus nowadays? Well, those who are suffering persecution. Now, all of these different churches, they live persecution-free in the United States of America because they're on the side of the devil, and so the devil's not going to persecute them because they're not teaching the right gospel. They're not getting people saved. They're not changing people's lives. They're doing nothing for God. They're on the devil's side. They're damning people to hell with all their false prophets of the Roman Catholic Church and all these other churches. So the independent fundamental Baptists who are actually, you know, standing on the word of God, preaching hard against sin and going soul winning are the ones who face the persecution nowadays. And I believe that there is no group that is greater persecuted, even in the Western world. And of course, they'll give some example of like, in some Muslim country, you know, all these Catholics are being persecuted. Well, Muslims hate everybody. I mean, they're just, you know, they kill everybody that doesn't agree with their religion. They persecute Buddhists too. That doesn't mean that Buddhists are of God. But the point is that the Bible says that the world will hate us. Okay? That's not just one, you know, violent religion like Islam. That's people in general who are not of God, you know, society in general. When we live in a society that claims to be Christian, that claims to base its beliefs on Christian values, that was historically Christian, that isn't, you know, a violent, you know, it doesn't follow a violent religion like Islam, you know, a place like the United States of America, and yet they persecute us for preaching the Bible. You know, my church, Faithful Word Baptist Church, has been protested. We've had our bank accounts shut down. People have been arrested for going out soul winning and preaching the gospel. Churches that are associated with ours, like Steadfast Baptist Church over in Fort Worth, Texas, or that general area, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, they've been evicted from their buildings. They've had, you know, bricks and rocks thrown through their windows. They've had death threats. Our church has had death threats and hateful emails and voicemails, etc. People have tried to hurt people within our church and the pastor and other churches as well. There's been, like I said, there's been all kinds of protests. Another church we're friends with, First Works Baptist Church in L.A. area, they've had their building bombed. My pastor has been banned from dozens and dozens of countries all over the world. He was in Botswana, deported, sent back. They're persecuted over in Botswana, and the list goes on and on. The fact of the matter is that the Independent Fundamental Baptist, more particularly the new IFB, the new Independent Fundamental Baptist, those who are on fire for God and going soul winning and preach against Zionism and all these false doctrines that have crept into what would be called the old IFB, are the most heavily persecuted churches in this world today. And that really fits the description of what Jesus said about his disciples, that the world would hate them. Now you look at all these other churches. When was the last time you heard about, you know, persecution against the Methodists or against the local Church of Christ or Pentecostals or the Catholic Church here in America, here in a place that would be considered the world, right? You know, like I said, you know, they might be persecuted in some, you know, place in the Middle East or something, but in general throughout the world, they're not facing much persecution, okay? And when I say persecution, I actually mean, you know, where the world hates them, where they're actually persecuting them, trying to hurt them, trying to, you know, shut them down, shut down their message. That's what people are doing to us as Independent Fundamental Baptists. They're trying to shut us up because we're preaching what the Bible says, because we're preaching what Jesus said. We're doing what Jesus said. So therefore, the world hates us. They're trying to shut us down. They're trying to shut us up. They're trying to censor us. They revile us. There's just constant persecution against my church and against other churches associated with ours. So those are some reasons why I believe that the Independent Fundamental Baptist movement is the way to go, and I believe that you should also go to an Independent Fundamental Baptist church. Now, if you're not saved yet, if you have not believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, I will put a link actually in the description of how you can know for sure you're going to heaven someday, because you're not really going to understand these things if you haven't received the Holy Ghost in your heart, if you can't understand the Word of God by reading the Bible on your own. If you need some man to interpret it for you, then that probably means that you don't have the Holy Spirit if you just can't understand the Bible on your own. Because these things are very clear to those who have trusted Christ as Savior, and that's why the majority of saved people, the majority of those who are only trusting in Christ, go to Baptist churches, okay? Many people who are saved don't go to church at all. Some people just go to non-denominational churches, but 90% of those who are saved and do go to churches go to Baptist churches, and that's just a fact of how it is, because unfortunately nowadays the churches which are Baptists are the only ones that are actually, you know, preaching the gospel, going soul winning, and teaching the right doctrine on many different issues, while all these other groups and denominations, they're not of God, Christ is not their head, they're founded by men, they're not believing and practicing and preaching the things that the Bible teaches, and they're loved by the world. And the reason why they're loved by the world is because of what Jesus said in John chapter 15, because they are of the world. Okay, if you're of the world, then the world's going to love you because, you know, you're the world's own. But if you're not of the world, then the world will hate you. If you're living a Christianity where nobody hates you and nobody's against you and you're friends with the world, which the Bible says is enmity with God in James chapter 4, then you should probably rethink whether you're actually following Jesus or not, because Jesus said that the world's going to hate you. So why do people hate me? And people definitely hate me. I have all kinds of hateful comments on YouTube, and when I go soul winning, people definitely show a lot of hatred toward me. A lot of people hate my church and hate my pastor. Why is that? Because, again, we're following Jesus, just like they called him Beelzebub, and they, you know, rejected him and crucified him. That's exactly what they do to Jesus' followers. So definitely consider these words. I try to explain it as easy as I can. A lot of these kind of thoughts are kind of just floating around in my head. I didn't really have much preparation for this video, so hopefully it made sense. But again, just as a quick recap, the reason why I am a Baptist and why I believe that you should be a Baptist, besides just, you know, the fact of being saved, because obviously somebody who's saved is not going to join a church that teaches Danville heresy. But once you get saved, once you believe on Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you might ask yourself, which is the right church to go to? First of all, exclude all the churches that teach you have to work your way to heaven or don't teach faith alone. That's pretty easy. That's most churches and groups out there. But then, of the ones that do, which ones are the right ones? Well, the ones that are following Jesus, like, for example, going soul winning, preaching the gospel as Jesus commanded to do, maybe singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs in the congregation like the Bible commands us to do, churches where there's not selling things within the church, because Jesus said, make not my Father's house a house of merchandise, things like that. You know, there's some things that are pretty obvious that the Bible clearly teaches, and yet there's so many churches and denominations that don't follow those things. So that's number one, because for the most part, IFB churches are the only ones that fall into this category of churches that preach and teach and believe the Bible. Number two, why I'm a Baptist is because it's not founded by a man, and our head is Jesus Christ. You know, constantly we're changing things and improving things based on what the Bible says. If the pastor does something that is against the Word of God, he tells us, even in his preaching, if I say something and you see something in the Bible that's different, go with what the Bible says, because we're not just blindly following men. You know, like the Pope, he supposedly speaks ex cathedra, where the Catholics just have to believe everything he says because they think he's the representative of God on earth. That is not the case at all for a biblical church. A biblical church, the pastor is just supposed to be an overseer of the flock, but he is not the king of the flock. Jesus is our king, and the Bible is our final authority. And then number three, because we're hated by the world. So hopefully those things make sense. And if not, then I don't really know what to do for you. Maybe just keep watching the videos on my channel, and maybe you'll be convinced and leave all those false religions and leave all those false churches that are not following Jesus and are not doing what Jesus said to do. So thank you, everybody, for watching. God bless you, and goodbye.